you'll turn your attention to the screen, we are going to start with a video this morning.
We were not created to live stagnant lives, to be stuck, bound, or broken. We were created with a purpose, a calling, a mandate, a mission. Even in these uncertain times, that calling remains the same: to go into the world, to make disciples, to share the love of Jesus. This is the work of Easter. The greatness of God, the power of the resurrection in action. What Jesus did has changed us, made us a new creation, given us an unimaginable hope. Grace has taken root. Mercy has flooded our souls, and the promise of eternity has redefined our everything. So why keep all that to ourselves? It's time to put Easter in motion, to make a difference, to share Jesus with the world around us. If your life has been changed, it's time to get to work.
Amen. Even in these uncertain times, the calling remains the same: to go into the world, to make disciples, and share the love of Jesus. This is the work of Easter, the power of the resurrection in action. We are Easter people. Forgiven, children of God, assured of eternal life. And that should fill our hearts with unspeakable joy, a joy that must be shared with our words and our actions. Today, we're in the house of the Lord to worship, to praise, and to join together in the work of Easter. Let us stand and join in praise to one of our newer songs, House of the Lord, followed by two great hymns of our faith, Because He Lives and Lift High the Cross, songs of great celebration and joy in this Sunday after Easter. Please stand as you are able.
Worship the God who was, we worship the God who is, we worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, He parted the raging sea. High God, He holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord, there's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
We shout out your praise.
We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. But He hung upon that cross, then He rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars, Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We shout out your praise. God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know child can face uncertain days because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know is worth the living just because He lives. And there one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain. And the lights of glory, and I know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know You. life is worth the living just because he lives.
Lift high the cross.
The cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. Come, Christians, follow this triumphant sign. The host of God in unity combined. Christ proclaim till all the world adore his sacred name. Each newborn servant of the crucified bears on the brow the seal of him who died. Cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. So shall our song of triumph ever be, praise to the crucified for victory. The cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name.
Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through your Son, Jesus, we have new life and new hope, new mercies every morning. On the cross, Jesus willingly provided for us what we could never achieve on our own and what we do not deserve. He gave us complete forgiveness, unconditional love. He destroyed the barrier of sin between you and mankind so that we too can call you Father. He defeated death. He gave us hope and a future. Thank you. May our hearts burst with a joy that cannot be contained, splashing all over this hurting world. Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so. You are our living and eternal hope. Amen.
I turned to heaven and spoke your name unto the night. And through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who sets me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. Broken every chain, there's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Yours is the victory. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Well, we need to celebrate April birthday. So if you have an April birthday, let that hand go up, please.
Oh,
look, April birthday.
Yes, awesome. Very
good. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God loves you. Happy birthday to you.
Yay, give them a hand. We need to celebrate everything we can. Yes, we do. Okay, this morning, let's get on with those hugs and handshakes and those happy Easter greetings.
Good morning.
How are we doing out there? Do I need to come closer? Good. Okay. Huh. It's not usually this bad.
I do not care.
Good morning.
Good morning. You forgot. Wait.
I'm giving him one more second to calm.
We need more kids up here.
That guy has the same shirt.
You're right. You match. That's a good person to match with. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So let's catch up with where we are in this Easter story. Jesus did his ministry, And then he went into Jerusalem, and he had the Last Supper, and he talked to the disciples, and he told them what was going to happen, right? Did they believe him?
No.
So he was crucified, and then last Sunday we got to celebrate his resurrection. Did they believe it? No. So I have a demonstration for you, as usual. I need one of you to hold this cup.
Nah, I'll do it.
And Alex gets this cup.
What?
All right, so I've got two kinds of water here. And you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Aquafina.
What? It's water.
All right.
It's water.
We're doing a science experiment. Just hold on.
A little bit. Why do I get a little bit?
And this is my favorite. It's called Zen water.
What?
Ready?
Zen water.
Zen water, yep.
That doesn't make sense. We both got the same amount.
Oh, aren't I good? Okay, now question.
What?
Do they look different?
No.
Do you think they are different?
No. No.
See, this is where the disciples were, because Jesus spent his whole ministry explaining to them that he was different. And they believed, but they didn't get it, right? So in Mark, there was a gentleman who wanted Jesus to save his son from a demon that had possessed his son. And he had a quote when Jesus asked him if he believed. He said, "I believe, but help my unbelief." And I think that's where the disciples were. They believed in Jesus, but they didn't quite get it, right? So question, do you believe that I can turn water pink?
No.
Bright pink.
No.
No? Okay. Yeah. So do you think you want to see it, that's or do you think you could just believe it?
Yeah, you could actually. It's because you could put food coloring.
No food coloring.
What?
Nope. Nope. So do you
put a pink shirt in it, you put it in the laundry.
There you see, science works. Okay, so today's lesson is about one of the disciples. Have you ever heard of Thomas?
No.
No?
No.
He is that kid. I'm a teacher, right? So he is that student in class when you tell people something, he's the skeptic. And he always wants to know how and why, and he wants proof. And everybody looks down at Thomas and say they called him Doubting Thomas because he didn't believe. But you know, really, he was just the kid that could ask the question. He wasn't afraid to voice his uncertainty. And that's how Jesus wants us to be. He wants us to voice our uncertainty. All right.
What did you get?
You got Aquafina? Yours, your Aquafina, right? Can you pour a little bit in here? Oh, not too bad. A little funky looking. All right. You got it? Can you add your special Zen water?
Oh, what is that?
All the way. All the way. Yeah, just dump it in there.
The whole thing.
Are we getting there?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Barely.
Some of your what? Okay, so this is when things don't always go right. You got this? Let's try a little more Zen water and see. This is just Zen water. Oh, there we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, now we're talking.
That's red. That's red. Not pink.
You call that red? I don't know. I think that's pink. What do you guys think?
Could you just put it in mine?
Red. You agree it's red?
Can
All
I
right.
Drink it?
Let's have a quick. No, you could, but you wouldn't really like the results, so we won't do that.
Are you kidding me, guys?
Let's have a quick prayer.
We did all that for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with us when we doubt. We know that you're okay with that. We know that you are there to answer our questions and our prayers. But just support us in our unbelief when sometimes we stumble. All right, I've got got one more thing.
What is
this? You can drink because it's water. Do you believe that each of those beads is a different color?
No. I mean, yes.
There you go again.
Yes.
Ah, this one. It caught me.
So, when you get this one in the light, you will see the truth. Okay? Have a great day. Thanks.
Today's scripture is John chapter 20, 19 through 29. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, had locked the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the master with their own eyes, were awestruck. Jesus, repeating his greeting, "Peace to you, as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them, "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they are gone for good. If you do not forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" But Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We saw the Master." But he said, "Unless I see nail holes in his hands and put my finger in the nail holes and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." Then he focused his attention on Thomas. "Take your fingers, examine my hands. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Do not be unbelieving. Believe." Thomas said, "My master, my God." Jesus said, "So you believe because you have seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing." The word of God for the people of God.
Well, we all know that Blaine and Ashley were married yesterday, and we celebrate that and hope for them to have a wonderful honeymoon. But we are blessed today to have Amy Pannell from Wearscave United Methodist. And Amy, thank you so much for being with us. And I guess when you're finished here, you're going to scoot out pretty quickly, aren't you? But thank you so much, and I know we're going to be blessed to hear what you have to say today.
Grace and peace to you. Let us pray. Thank you, risen Savior, for your word given to us. Thank you for bringing us together because of the gift of love and promises you've given to Pastor Blaine and Pastor Ashley. Breathe your Holy Spirit upon all of us so we may live in the fullness of your grace and promises. Amen. Well, grace and peace to you in the name of our risen Lord. What a joy to worship with you this morning. What a joy, because I am a life that has been blessed by Pastor Blaine and Pastor Ashley. I am so grateful and excited that they bless you and Mount Pisgah as your pastors every day. What a joy that of all the places God could send them, God sent them here to be in our community. I want to share with you a blessing that was given to me some time ago. On the occasion I took a Sunday off, I invited another pastor to come preach. This pastor was not any old pastor, but someone I knew as a boy. I had been friends with his sister, so I had the honor of getting to watch him grow up and then answer the call to serve Jesus as a pastor. God bless him. He endured so many sleepovers his sister had. He probably didn't get a moment's sleep with all our laughter and chitter chatter. He endured us putting half-eaten Easter candy into his Easter eggs. I know, we were terrible. But grace upon grace, talk about grace. He came back with forgiveness in his heart and a blessing to share. He spoke to the sheep. I have the honor, privilege, and joy to share of being at Weir's Cave United Methodist Church. And from him, I learned something about how to bless pastors. So from him, I want to pass on to you this morning. Take good care of Pastor Blaine and Pastor Ashley. Nurture in them the call that God has placed in their lives. And love them as Jesus loves us. And please know that I pray I may be a blessing along with you all to this wonderful wife and husband. That I may be God's care to them. That I may nurture the call God has placed in their lives and all of our lives together. And that I may love them as Jesus loves all of us. One of the parts of the worship service where God's grace transforms Pastor Blaine and Pastor Ashley into husband and wife are promises that the people in their lives make to them. And so I wanted to invite us to join in making promises to them this morning. Here are the promises from the ceremony. Family of God, the marriage of Blaine Thomas and Ashley Oliver unites their families and creates a new one. They ask for your blessing. Do you who represent Jesus Christ rejoice in their union and pray God's blessing upon them? If so, please respond with, "We do."
We do.
And will all of you, by God's grace, do everything in your power to uphold and care for these two persons in their marriage? If so, please say, "We will."
We will.
Amen. Thanks be to God. By the grace of God, may we all live these promises. I love that Pastor Blaine and Pastor Ashley chose the Easter season. Easter is not just a day, but it is 50 days from now until Pentecost, from them to say yes to God's calling to be husband and wife. Because it is Jesus' death and resurrection that makes love possible in all forms of promised love together. Whether it's wife and husband, or divorce and blended families, single and widows, and most of all, the church, the family of God in the world. The sacrificial and risen love of Jesus Christ blesses and makes our life of loving real. Jesus knows, him of all people knows how hard it is to live, much less love. And that is why he comes in our midst to be with us. I love that on the Sunday after Easter, pastors a long time ago said, read John 20. Let Jesus come, show his wounds, breathe on you, and bless you. Because God knows that just because Jesus rose does not mean life is easy or perfect now. Just because he was obedient even to death and rose so nothing can separate us from his love, it is hard to love the souls that he told us to love as he loves us. So Jesus says, okay, here I am again. When we just want to shut ourselves up and shut down, Jesus finds a way to come to us. When we are scared and anxious, Jesus comes and says, not once, but twice, over and over again, peace be with you. When we feel utterly broken and hurt, Jesus shows us his wounds that he got from the world's brokenness, but are healing. When we feel useless, Jesus blesses us with purpose and his work. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. When we know deep down, we can't do this. Our efforts and our sin is ever before us and behind us. Jesus takes a deep breath and breathes on us. He keeps his promises to give us the Holy Spirit, his life. As he said in John chapter 16, verse 15, all that is his is ours. When our relationships are imperfect and messy, Jesus gives us forgiveness to receive and share. And when we can't see, when we have to live by the promises of a risen Savior, Jesus smiles upon us and blesses us. What grace, what grace. Thomas went 8 days without seeing Jesus and believing, and Jesus knows that we have to live a lifetime of not seeing and believing. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing, he says. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing. There's a prayer from our brothers and sisters over in Ireland that is given to pray every night. When we are weary, when the day has not gone according to plan, when you and I might still be thinking about all that's left undone, or we feel a pang of regret for what has been done, when we are in the grip of anxiety, pray this prayer, they guide. And here's the prayer. Lord, you've always given bread for the coming day. And though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you've always given strength for the coming day. And though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you've always given peace for the coming day. And though I am anxious of heart, today I believe. Lord, you've always kept me safe in trials, and now, tired as I am, today I believe. Lord, you've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you've always lighted this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you've always spoken when time is right. And though you may be silent now, today I believe. Today I believe. How much of our day-to-day is filled by living by faith? We must live by what we do not see in, but believe in. Today we believe. Hebrews 11 says the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what you can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. And that's who cheers and encourages us on. Jesus blesses. Jesus gives the power. Jesus breathes upon us. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to live by faith. There's another blessing that I've been praying and pondering. Another blessing that is part of the worship service of God's love, raising from baptism two people to be husband and wife. The blessing that sends them out and their family by birth and baptism back out to the world to live by the promises and faith of God. Because as we sang, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know we can live it because he lives. And the blessing goes like this. May God the eternal keep you in love with each other, so that the peace of Christ may abide in your home. Go to serve God and your neighbor in all you do. Bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger we'll find in you generous friends. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. I stand before you this morning as a life blessed by the generous love of Pastor Blaine and Pastor Ashley. They are the kind of people who bear witness to the love of God in this world, who that believes in me and you. The ways I witness them serving you in our community helps me believe in this Jesus, this Holy Spirit, generously giving and sending. Isn't that extraordinary? So we may not see Jesus, his healing wounds, we cannot feel his breath upon us, but he gave us one another. us wounded but healing, us being and becoming, us scared and peace-filled, us sinners and forgiven, us gathered and sent. So by the grace, the love, and the communion of God, blessing us over and over again, day by day, breath by breath, he sends us forth to live Easter and the gift of faith. So thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amy, thank you so much. What an encouraging and uplifting sermon that was. Well, it is time for our prayer request and praises. So, of course, we want to remember Blaine and Ashley and we are rejoicing with them. And Pam.
I hope they have a wonderful honeymoon.
We do, too. And I understand they're heading toward Hawaii here in the next day or two, so... I know it. Wow. Okay, we want to remember Mike, Gary and Bettina's son-in-law, who is battling lung cancer, and we want to lift him up. What else?
Peggy Lucas.
Peggy, not here today, but she's made the transition to VMRC, so we want to remember her and her adjustment there. Joe, you are back with us today. Praise God. It's good to see you. Yes.
Peggy is in the hospital.
She is. Okay. All right, we'll be in prayer for Peggy. What else? Bettina? Gary and Bettina's daughter-in-law. Wow, your family's having its challenges. We'll be praying not only for them, but for the two of you as the patriarch and matriarch of that family. That's not easy. Well, we want to remember and begin praying for our youth trip as they're going on their mission trip here in a couple of months, that all will come together and that's going to be a wonderful experience for them. What else? Diana? Wonderful. Anything else?
Praise for a beautiful day yesterday.
Yes, and today. Wow, just beautiful spring weather, and God bless this with some rain yesterday, which we badly needed. Okay, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Jesus is alive, and our sins are forgiven. Joy comes every morning. You have heard our praises and our concerns, both spoken and unspoken. You know our hearts. Please meet these needs, Father, and give us faith where we need faith and comfort where we need comfort. Please guide our church, Lord, and give us your vision and plan for Bethany in this community and beyond. Help us to see and to reach out to our neighbors that they may see your love in our lives and in our church. Bless the gifts that we give back to you today, for you have blessed us so. Use our offerings to bless others. And finally, we remember and speak the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Praise and worship team can come on back up. As you know, we have some kinks to work out musically, but we'll get it all together. Want to just lift up a few announcements. Eddie, when's the softball team start, or have you?
First of May.
So it's not too late to join that team. The youth group, the Bums, are looking for some odd jobs to do at members' home for donations for their mission trip. So if you have some things for them to do, they're going to do it after church on May the 7th. Please contact Lori Mooney, and if you look in Happenings, you will see her email address and phone number there to let her know. We still need some people to cover some months of mowing, and so if you'll prayerfully consider that, that would be wonderful. Let's see what else. Oh, big announcement. Next Saturday, starting at 7, the trustees are going to be are sponsoring an outside cleanup day. And then this is an equal opportunity experience for both men and ladies. We'll start at 7, and they're going to finish up before noon, or who knows, you get a lot of people here, they could be finished a lot sooner than that. What did my grandmother used to say? Many hands make light work, right? Well, that's right here in this announcement, too. So Scott's grandmother must have said that, too. But please come out and help support that. We are collecting hygiene kits that will be going to our Virginia conference in June. And out on the table to your right, there's a list of items that would go into that. So anything else that I have missed that we need to... Pastor Don Hawks, our former pastor, one of our former pastors, is going to be here to speak next week. So we're looking forward to that. And then Blaine will be back the following Sunday. All right. Well, let's end with our get ready for our final song. Amy, would you like to do the benediction now so that you can scoot out?
I'm not going to pass up on seeing victory.
Okay.
Everybody stand.
Yeah, I'll stand up. Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. In the air I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus,
my Savior forever. He's bought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing of it the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
To continue to be in ministry with you, with myself and Weir's Cave United Methodist Church and our community. I hear there are snacks for you to go and together, and as the children's sermon so beautifully represented, a chance for you to pour into each other as we try to live the blessing of not seeing but believing. May the peace of Jesus be with you and me, and all of Jesus' one church, and all the locked and wide open spaces we go this week. May purpose fill us, breathing in and out the Holy Spirit. And may the power of God bless us to live today by faith. Amen.
Amen.